WRF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com presents the Castle Football Show featuring comments from head coach Doug Hurt. This show is brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 9 of the Castle Football Show. The Knights coming off a 62-21 victory over the Central Bears this past Friday, their sixth win in a row, and putting themselves in a position to play for a share of the conference championship tomorrow night at Bossy Field when they take on the Memorial Tigers. We'll have Doug Hurt with us coming up in just a few minutes. We'll also talk to Bo Hurt as well. It is Week 9 of the Castle Football Show. It returns right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Bring your car or truck into Mankey's Auto for a free certified inspection. No job is too large or small. Our full-service shop can handle everything from oil changes to engine replacements. Our technicians have over 90 years of experience, and Mankey's offers free loaner cars as well. Call Mankey's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Thursday afternoon, head coach Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. Good to see you. Good to talk to you anyway, and hope you're doing well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's that time of year, an awful lot of excitement in and around the high school football these days now. And, of course, certainly we'll talk about the game with Memorial coming up tomorrow night a little bit later. But just some final thoughts. It was the final regular season home game this past Friday against the Central Bears. The offense, whether it was the first team, second team, or maybe even beyond that, put up a season-high 62 points on the board. Had a running clock in the second half. Just some final thoughts on the win over Central.
Well, you know, we talked all week, Dan, about, you know, hey, you know, we've got to go out and handle business. You know, Central's a good team, and on any given Friday, you know, things can happen. And they, you know, certainly gave us some scares early in the game, and we were able to overcome that. And, you know, then get into, you said, you know, as you said, some of our players that maybe haven't played so much. But I think, you know, leading up to that game, it was do not overlook this team. You can't do that in this conference. And, I was proud that our kids came out and competed, and that they didn't get caught, you know, looking ahead, which I think can be done very easily when you're talking about 16 and 17-year-old kids and a big game potentially looming the following week. So glad to get the win and glad to be where we are and hopefully getting a little bit better each week and moving into the final game of the regular season.
So as far as this team is concerned right now, Doug, and we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and I asked you, hey, was this the best game that Central played? I can't remember if it was against Vincennes or who it was, but then you certainly had the one-point win over Jasper the week prior to that, you know, taking care of business against Central. You've talked about this every single week. You want to be playing your best football now come the latter stages of October. Is this team getting there?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, there are certainly things that happen Friday night that you don't want to see happen, and little mistakes here and there. But, you know, by and large, body of work-wise, I think we're moving in the right direction. And I think, you know, tomorrow night's game will be another good indicator of, hey, you know, how much progress have we made, you know, since those first couple of games where we didn't play as well. And certainly even since then, Jasper was not our finest moment, but I think, as we talked last week, we've had teams that find a way to lose games, and certainly we did that earlier in the year. But, you know, they found a way to win, and getting lined up against a formation defensively that we hadn't seen, and we had talked about that. You know, our guys are winners, and we've got a lot of great kids on the team, and a lot of character-laden human beings. And so I think, you know, I feel really good about where we are from that standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. Certainly we have some things. I don't think any coach is ever, you know, really happy. You know, we tend to be, you know, kind of a miserable group as a whole. But at the same time, I think we are heading in the right direction.
You know, 8 weeks in this league, each and every week, and just the physicality that you go up against, no matter who you're playing. Everybody's had injuries. Everybody's had guys that have sat out and missed games. Heading into this showdown tomorrow night, the overall health of Castle's football team.
Well, Dan, I think we're about as healthy as we're going to be, and we're starting to get some guys back, and some guys that have been beat up a little bit, you know, are starting to get healed, and you know, you kind of hope heading into our bye week in 5A that we're about as good as you can expect. And I would think a physical game tomorrow is inevitable, you know, but at the same time, if we can get out of there relatively healthy, I think going into the tournament, we might be able to peak at the right time.
We'll come back. Bo Hurt's going to join us as this Castle football show continues here on this Thursday afternoon, right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate. or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Thursday afternoon. During this segment, we have a chance to talk with one of the Castle football players, Bo Hart, joining us. Bo, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Doing well. All right. Well, before we talk about tomorrow night's game with Memorial, just some final thoughts on the win over Central. That was the final home game of the regular season. You guys put 60-plus points on the board in that ball game. Your sixth win in a row. So kind of your thoughts on how you guys played against Central.
I thought we did a really good job. Defense got off the field and got us offense the ball. It was a fun environment to play Military Appreciation Night, and nice to get the sixth win of the year, or the seventh, excuse me.
Yeah, I know, and I mean, it's your sixth consecutive win, so this team's sitting at 7-1 right now. And obviously, Bo, you look at last week's game, you look at this week's game, and we've heard people, all kind of sports, you know, analysts talk about trap games and, you know, maybe Castle looking forward to this game for Memorial. But from the sounds of it, it looks like you guys really took care of business and everything last week was focused on Central.
Yes, sir, it was.
All right, so, I mean, just as far as kind of getting off to a good start, certainly a running clock in the second half. I'm sure a lot of the players got in the football game, and hopefully everybody got out injury-free. So do you feel right now, Bo, that this team is playing some of its best football of the season?
I do, and I feel like that was a really good opportunity to get healthy and get rest, and I feel like we're hitting our stride right now.
All right, well, let's turn our attention to the game on Friday night at against Memorial out at Bossy Field. How excited is this team to go play at a baseball stadium?
We're extremely excited, but we're really focused on the football game. There's going to be a lot of extra stuff going on, but we're really just excited to play this big of a game.
Well, and obviously an awful lot at stake as far as the conference is concerned. You take a look at Memorial's defense with you being the tight end, Bo. Just kind of your thoughts as you've watched film of Memorial's defense, and how does this Castle offense be productive on Friday?
I mean, they play really, really hard. They fly around to the football, have some really, really good athletes. They're definitely the best defense we're going to play so far. We respect them a lot. We're just going to try to play mistake-free football with turnover-wise and get our assignments done.
Obviously, this game, if you played every game this season on turf, this one is on grass. Does that make any difference?
I think it does to some degree, but I think as a team we're pretty used to it since we play on grass last year, and we're going to practice on grass the practice before, so I think it might be a little different, but I think it's not too big of a deal.
What would a win over Memorial on Friday night? I mean, it would certainly give Castle a share of the conference championship and just kind of keep this thing rolling, keep the momentum going heading into the tournament. So to say this is a big game is probably an understatement, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, really excited to play these guys. Haven't won a conference championship in 12 years. It's a rivalry game, so it really does mean a lot.
All right, and as you kind of prepare it, how's the week of practice going up until now?
We're getting after it this week, repeating our assignments, putting new plays in, really just repetition this week, and watching a lot of film, too.
Well, then obviously after the game on Friday, Bo, you guys get a week off before the tournament starts, and I know everything right now this week is focused on Memorial in this championship game, but what'd you think of the draw and getting Floyd Central in the opening round of the tournament?
I mean, it's going to be a tough place to play. Floyd Central is a really, really good team, so it's going to be a fun game to play, and we're just going to have to come ready to play.
All right. Well, Bo, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and all the best in that game on Friday night over at Bossy Field against Memorial.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right, that's Bo Hart. We'll come back at the scouting report on the Tigers from head coach Doug Hart when this Castle football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self service bays, and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise and Wash. They're in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas. Strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Back here on the Castle Football Show when this Thursday afternoon, we'll wrap up these weekly shows next week with all of the coaches. And Doug Hurtree joining us. Well, Coach, obviously tomorrow night, so much at stake with far as the conference is concerned, but just, you know, having this football game at historic Bossy Field that was announced this summer, kind of the 100th anniversary over there at Memorial, and they selected Castle for this football game at Bossy Field. Just when you found out about it, when maybe Coach Hardy asked you if you'd be interested in playing at Bossy Field, just kind of your initial thoughts when this all came up on your plate back last summer.
Well, I think it was last winter is when it was first proposed to me. John gave me a call, and we had been talking about my kid, my oldest. He was a huge mentor for her. He is the Naval Academy's blue and gold officer in the area. So kind of an interesting tidbit that, you know, my kid's path to Navy, you know, went through John and Darby Hurley, and boy, were they amazing to my kid. And so, you know, we have a great friendship, you know, that you know, really lasts, you know, 350, you know, well, let's say 51 weeks out of the year. How about that? That has been really, really good. And so, you know, I thought we were going to talk about that. And while he's like, well, while we're talking, let's talk about this. And it was interesting that he proposed that, because I think when he said, would you be interested in playing at Bossy Field instead of Enloe, I don't think I could have said yes. You know, fast, yes, we would, because number one, of the great, you know, history at Bossy Field, but number two, that means we didn't have to go to Enloe this year. And I feel like, you know, if there are storied rivalry, you know, in the past 15 years or so, we have found more ways to lose close games at Bossy, or at Enloe Field, excuse me, than I can count. You know, bad experiences with officiating, you name it. It, like Poltergeist, Dan. And so, you know, I don't think I could tell him that right now. You know, I could tell him now. I wasn't going to tell him at the time. It was the quickest yes that you could possibly, any place but Enloe. Yeah, absolutely thrilled with the opportunity to play there and be part of kind of a special event. Yeah, I know it's extra special for them celebrating an anniversary, but really excited to be part of this. And, you know, looking, you know, back, we talked about, hey, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but we both could be pretty decent next year. That could be an important game. And then you get to the point where it is and, you know, it kind of comes to fruition. And so should be great for the fans and for the area and everybody involved in the game.
All right, well, X's and O's, obviously their offense, you know, centers around Fisher. Their quarterback has had a great year. They got outstanding running game. Defensively, Brochures is kind of all over the field. So, I mean, obviously, and I know it doesn't matter who you're playing, you lose sleep each and every week. But, you know, this week in particular, as you go up with Memorial, I mean, how do you kind of dissect their offense? How do you kind of solve their defense to be productive offensively for Castle tomorrow night?
Well, you know, I think that's easier said than done, but, you know, you kind of look at it from, you know, an offensive perspective, and I think what you try to do is you try to slow them down. You're not going to stop. They have too many weapons. You're not going to stop them between Elsperman, Kendrick, the conversation starts with their quarterback, Dockery, wide receiver. I mean, they've got dudes everywhere, and so, you know, are you going to take something away? You're going to try, but, you know, when you try to eliminate one threat, you know, you're looking at three or four others staring you in the face. And so, you know, a little bit scary from a defensive perspective to look at their personnel and what their body of work has been and say, okay, you know, this is what we've got to do to try to get a share of the conference title. You know, from a defensive standpoint, it's almost like, you know, from a philosophical standpoint, you're looking in the mirror because, you know, they're not very big. They don't have any big name guys on their defense. But man, do they fly around. And, you know, I think we've talked long and enough over the past, couple decades that, you know, what we pride ourselves in from a defensive standpoint, and it's going to be 11 hats to the football and screaming around and playing like your rear end's on fire. And if you look at their film, that's exactly the way that they play. You know, a bunch of blue-collar guys, they're not huge up front, but all they do is make plays. And, you know, they get it from their linebacking core. Obviously, Brochures is a heck of a football player. You know, I know we've got some guys that are getting recruited. That guy may not have the measurables that some people are looking for from a Power 4 conference standpoint. But he reminds me of like a Branson Combs, where everybody that came through my building, you know, a few years ago, I'm like, you got to look at this DN from Memorial. And, you know, everybody's like, you know, you don't know. And, you know, finally people wisened up, and the kids at Wake Forest, you know, I can tell you the Brochures kid is every bit as productive as any linebacker in this conference or probably, you know, south of Indianapolis and maybe including Indianapolis. He's just a really, really fine football player and a guy that we're going to have to try to account for. And even when you do, you know, he finds ways to make plays. So, you know, it's a tall order, Dan. I'm not going to be, I got to be up front. But at the same time, you know, we feel like we have a good football team, too, and we're going to go give it everything we've got.
Well, obviously, it should be great. I mean, for the fans and everything else there tomorrow night. But, you know, two outstanding programs. And, you know, Doug, I guess finally, I mean, you guys are always back in the scrimmage, you know, back in the middle part of August. I mean, you kind of got maybe a sneak peek. But, I mean, these two teams are probably two entirely different teams right now, 2.5 months later. So, obviously, rivalry game, championship at stake, sectional coming up around the corner. I mean, just an exciting time right now to be a high school football player.
I think without question, what a great opportunity for the players on both sides, for the families and supporters on both sides. I think it's going to be really exciting. Kind of going back to your question about the scrimmage, you know, one thing that I've noticed, you know, and I think John would echo over the past 19 years or for him 17 years that we've done this, is what happens in the scrimmage has literally no bearing on the regular season game. There have been games or scrimmages where, you know, we were really, really good and you couldn't really tell, ended up being really good and you couldn't really tell it from the scrimmage. It was kind of a draw. There have been years where they've been lights out and state championship caliber. Couldn't really tell it in the scrimmage. So if I've learned anything, it's the scrimmage, you know, really tells you nothing about the regular season, what direction the teams are headed and what the result will be in the regular season. It's just, there's so much that's accomplished and the teams change so much over the season that you really can't draw a whole lot from that preseason type event.
All right, Castleton Memorial tomorrow night at Bossy Field, 7 o'clock kick. Now, every game has been at 6:30 this season, but if you're heading for the game tomorrow night, it will be at 7 o'clock over at Bossy Field. Doug, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much to you and your son, Bo, and all the best in this classic football game tomorrow night.
Well, Dan, obviously glad to be here, as always. Love talking some ball with you and giving you, a few of my thoughts, if I have any, but thank you so much for promoting and doing all that you guys do. You guys are fantastic.
All right, that is Doug Hurd. This has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Castle Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award War Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Castle Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.